We left off in the middle of Rashbam, not Rashba, excuse me, getting confused with the last year. So the Rashba was talking about whether or not it's mutter, amanasha kibali, the plomi, whether or not it's mutter to do it if the action initially is asa, but once you do it retroactively, she's nigurasha. So the Rashba thought al pisar should be mutter, but he has to deal with the Yushalmi, note the Ritva. Says the same thing as the Rashba, except that the Ritva says, yeah, it's mutter. He says the Yushalmi Mistama must not hold to this Almanas business, but we don't know that. We hold that Almanas is retroactive, and therefore it's not a problem. So that's where we had left off in the Rashba, and the Rashba is going to explain now why he doesn't want to interpret the Yushalmi that way. See, he already said that the Yushalmi sounds like it's the Mafreya. It El Bikasha. The Hutar I get the Mafreya Ka'amar. Okay, so I'm going to start with V'yesha. I don't know if that's where we're up to, but that's where we'll start anyway. And Nisim, can I ask you to read at least, assuming it's printed out, so the second line from the bottom. So you see, from the question the Yerushalmi had is, Rav Shammai said, Matzino isha betchilei mechaylev mishum erva ubisochay mishum ervas amalei Rabbi Mana lamala, and he gives the example. And the ishta leizet gita halas yudon chon betchul asu levo avraval hutar get lemafreya. So the first part of the sentence was, how could it not be an erva now, but it's an erva later? And the response of Rabbi Mana is, it can be an erva later. It can be an erva now, not an erva later. So you could have the reverse as well. In other words, our perception of the circumstances can change. So the tzarachi, the oat, and this is where it gets very hard, or parts of this are hard. Yes, Shani acknowledges this. Yes, go ahead. The oat, the kashali. Oh. So he wants to know, what's his question? Right? I mean, it's not the same, but it's half of the problem, but it's severe enough. And it's not like when you do via, it's via the penuya. She's an eshesish. Almanashu kivale la abba uleyavicha, she's two things. She's an eshesish, and no matter what, it's an erva. If you may or may not remember this. This will come up in the next part, the next half of this discussion, half of this sugya. But Tosfos earlier asked a question on the assumption that almanas shaloti vali leploni, as opposed to almanas shaloti vali leaba lavicha. So, as you know, even if I'm spilling the beans, Rashi and Tosfos both say that those are not the same. That amanasha tivali la abba lavicha, the Braisa says, the famous, that there's no problem. Whereas amanas shaloti vali the ploni, Rashi and Tosfos say there is a problem because maybe she will be nevelas. So there is a basic problem with that assumption, right? Why is it afraid that she'll be nevelas? Why is it not equally inconceivable? Well, the answer you presumably would say is because one of them is a big issue. One of them is. I don't mean to make light of the Issa Penuya, but the Issa Penuya is not the same thing as the erva of Bito. Bito's an Issa Shkila. Kalaso is an Issa Shkila. Right? When I say Bito is an Issa Shrefa, Kalaso is an Issa Shkila. So, yes, those are serious issues. Penuya, it's a bad thing, but it's not the same thing. So Tosfos asks the question, what do you mean? Almanasha lo tivali leploni. If she's nevelas leploni, what is she? If she owes over the time, what is she? She's ish. Right? If she violates the Tanai, she's going to be a Nation's Ish. So why would you assume people are mafkid on the erva? I mean, it's true. It's only chenek. It's not skilo shreifa. I mean, the question is the distinction whether people don't have a death wish or people like to die in a certain way. There are good ways to die and bad ways to die. Let me help you out of this. Skilo shreifa, herod, and chenek. None of them are good ways to die. So why would you assume? Why would you assume that she's any more likely to be nivellus laploni than she would be to be nivellus la'aval abicha? They're all arayos, right? If that were the Tanai. If that were the Tanai. So, the Rashbam's question is essentially the same thing here, which is, if you're going to say that almanasha tibali laploni, if you're going to say that almanasha tibali la'aval abicha is in fact a davar she'i efshar, the way the Gemara says, because the Abba and Avicha would never agree. It's not in our control. So why is Abba and Asher Tiboli the Ploni any better? Ploni's not going to agree, because Ploni doesn't want to violate Ish's Ish. That's the Rashba's question. That's not an unreasonable question, although it would suggest maybe, I don't know how to relate to what we said yesterday. In other words, do you say Githa v'yado b'ayin ke'echad? Okay, but then the Rashba adds something. Umihu. What is he talking about? Misha, what is he talking about? Let me rephrase that question. What is he talking about? I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Okay, you.
I think he's saying, we discussed this today, but I think he's saying the following was, right, the thrust of this Rashba is, and he's trying to argue, the only Isser that the Yerushalmi is talking, or the only Isser that is involved in the Yerushalmi Pony is an Isser of Hina. There's no Isser of Hina. He's trying to make that argument, even if he's failing. And at this point, he's like, Mihu, therefore, but if I am right, and the only answer is Penuya, then there's a big difference between the case of Ploni and the case of Abba and Avich, which is that in the case of Ploni, there is a way to do it better.
Yes, but if...
It's a weird transition that he just turns to talking about his own history. Like, this is what everyone else is talking about. We need to, if I'm right that they're wrong, that they are wrong, then the following is the case over itself.
Right. So the problem is, I don't know what to do with this, because I don't know anything. I know a fair amount, or a little bit, about manuscripts of rabbinic texts, like Mishnah especially, and a little bit Gemara. I know nothing about the manuscripts of the Rishonim. So this part of the Rashba is really added in. I don't know, he tells you where it's from. And the question is this actually belong here? And that, number one. Number two, I wanted to amend this, but I don't think it's correct. In other words, when I want to say amend, it's because the Rashba has to make sense. And this seems to be totally incoherent. So the question is, what else might have gone here? If the Rashba's last question was, look, what's the difference? Bottom line, if the Yerushalmi is not talking about the Machreya Mamish, and it's an Isser Eishes Ish when you do it, so why would there be any difference between Almanas Shetibali La'abo Lavich and Almanas Shetibali Laploni? Because they would both be Harayu Sheish Bamisa when you do it. Right. That's the question he asks. I mean, it would be the logic thing. You ask a question, you give an answer to it. And it starts out almost, he says, and I think something got copied, the wrong thing got copied in here by somebody. Anyone want to take a stab at what this is? And even if I'm wrong, maybe it will stimulate you to think in a certain direction. I think he meant to give the answer to Tosus here. You can't fit it in the words. I'm not going to try. Tosus says a different... What is Tosus' answer to the question? Tosus on Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. It's in the wrong place. The Tosus of Pei Gimel Aleph belongs on Pei Dal Amid Aleph. Part of it does. It really does. Tosis of Yigimel Amid Aleph asked the question, why is Almanas Shaloti Bali Leploni? Why is that is she not allowed to remarry because Choshesh and Shaloti Bal, but not by Amaviha? In both cases, if she's a Nivela, she violates an Issa Erba Daraisa. If she's a Nivela Leploni, she violates Issa Shista Raisa. She's Nivela Ablaviha, she violates Bito, Kaloso, plus Issa Shish. So this is what, why should there be a difference? Now, by the way, but unrelated to that, other Rishonim say that they aren't in fact any different. Amanasha Tibali Po and Rashana Lavicha are both mother. That's the next shir. Okay, I just finished, so we can just give shir for 20 minutes, please, because I have to say that right now. So what is Tosis Heretz? What is Tosis Heretz? Why is there a difference between why would we say Amanasha Tibali Laploni Shalot Tibali Laploni would be why would she say in that case that we are that that's a tzai, that we don't allow her to remarry because she might actually do that. If she does that, he wouldn't do it. Yes, Daniel? Yeah, that's the answer. In other words, you know what it might be different? It might be that after the Megaresh dies, the husband who gave her this get, Almanash Lotibali, dies, then it is mutter to be the Vel Sloponi. And therefore, she's not allowed to marry. And at that point, it will be Heter Gomer. And now it will not be Ishish. It could even be done, the Heter Gomer Ayyidei Nisuin. Maybe a line fell out of the Rashba. I don't know. It could be done Ayyidei Heter Gomer Ayyidei Nisuin. And that's why we're concerned about it. Because if you let her marry now while the husband is alive, she might go have children now. And then, she would never be in the Vel Sloponi now, because that would be Ishish. When she's in Elis Lefoni, but undo the entire get. And right now she'd be violating through that via Vyashish. But Tosis says, no, maybe she'll, and he would have certainly never agreed to it. So Tosis says, no, after the husband dies, then he has no qualms about it, marrying her and being via with her, because it's not Vyashish anymore. She's either a Grusha or Almana, it doesn't make a difference to him. Yes, Danny?
She didn't have that to the box of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he kind of like play with maybe a line that fell out?
The answer to the Rashba, he just quotes the Rashba's question of in him, Maishna, Amanashi, etc. And he goes, V'yesh Lomar, the thing that he just said. He says, and in fact, the Rashba says that later in the document.
He does say it later, that's correct.
And so he
says it later, dealing with, talking about.
But so he's not, the Rashba himself does not use it to address his question up here. He uses it to address the opposite question down here.
And he's using it to address Tosis's question, I think.
He's using it down here to address the question
of why they might. He's doing Almanash Shaloti Bali. Correct. He's exactly what Tosis
said. That's the answer to the Rashba's question up here. He didn't say that to the Rashba, so we know.
Yeah, I know.
That's the answer to the Rashba's question, and he says it later on.
Right.
So that's
what I want to say for the Rashba. I know the words don't say that. I don't generally like to amend text, but this is like, it's not coherent. It doesn't flow at all. And since other Rishonim are thinking that, I wonder if somebody just made an error. The question is there a way, in other words, if I could amend the following, let's say, Umihu Bezo Efshar, Efshar Lekarez, that Choshen Shema. Yavo Lekayim Tereo Achar Misa, or something like that. I don't know. That still doesn't mean, you can't really fit it in there. It has to be somebody copied the wrong thing in. I don't know. Brian?
The other reason I thought it's a notagaf that
might be. I don't know what the note says. It wasn't in the first printing of the Rashba, and I think where it's coming from. Right? In other words, I think actually the Ode Kashali, that whole thing, I think not just, I don't know where these. There's the whole thing from Ode Kashali to the end is bracketed. There are a few places in our sugya, like in the beginning of the parak, where you have these pieces of the Rashba that were in the Rashba. And some of them look to me like they don't fit with the Rashba. So I haven't investigated where they're coming from. When you're in the basement or you're bored, the critical edition of the Rashba, the good edition of the Rashba is in my Malcolm. You can take a look and see if you can make sense of what's going on. Yeah.
I mentioned the fact that the Bach didn't even address the fact that there was an answer. He just said, here's the question. He had the version of the Rashba where the question existed.
Well, that's the up to the Tzarchim. That's fair, right?
No.
Or the Kashali. He has the Kashali. Right. Okay, take that.
And the Rashba gave his own answer, Umihu Bezal Yishu Lekarni. He just said, he sort of stops the word, the Ode Kashali, 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 the the Rav, and that's the answer that the Rav gives later on. So maybe it's possible that this is total speculation, but the Bach, he had the question, but he didn't have a good answer.
That is possible. Yeah, I don't know if Miva was where the, I don't remember now, so I'm looking at this, if there's a section that's bracketed in here. I don't know if it starts with me or it starts with the Kasha. Yes, Frank.
You just
need to
use something like footnotes to the entire paragraph, not part of the necessarily,
and
he's
just saying,
there's no reason for
saying
it's possible
that
there's no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, but this is a piece that's actually in the wrong place. Right? In the next section, I believe, I think it's the paragraph that this Rashba talks about the question of, when Amanash Kibali the Ploni, does that mean Daftas Zos or Kibali could also be through Heter? So that belongs, this really belongs to that.
But this whole paragraph is contrast to Yisham, which says that there's a skill, there's a Yisham, but Tehila, and...
Well, yes, you're correct. All right, so fine. It could be combined with this, because if you assume, in other words, he could be saying, look, if it's mutter, because get with it, Lamafreya, it might even be that Amarash and Balatomi could be done by Heter Gomer, because Amarash and Tibali could be done by Nisuin, which is what the Rashba is fundamental maskan is in the next section. And therefore, it could even be done by Heter Gomer. You don't even have to, it's not just that when you do it, you know, as opposed to Amarash and Tinasi, Amarash and Tibali is going to be Dafka when you have Bia, even if it's Bia after marriage. Amarash and Tinasi, the Rashba had said earlier in this section, was not a problem because you can have Nisuin without Bia. And by the way, for the wise guy who was talking about Chuppa She'ena really a Bia, was that you, Shimi?
Oh, no.
The clever guy here, Shimi quickly denies it. I just want to point out, is it Chuppa really a Bia? You want to know, it's as soon as you go into the Chuppa, it's about the Bia, you have Chuppa. What's the problem? That was a Klutz Kasha yesterday. He wanted to know, but if it's not a Chuppa really a Bia, then maybe it's not called a Chuppa. So the Rav Ashkenazi, the answer is no. It is a chuppah lo yibiyah. As soon as you go to the chuppah, now beer is mutter. What's the problem? It will definitely be mutter. That's the quantum answer. So anyway, so bottom line is that Amanashati Bali, he could be saying that it could be done. You know, if you read Yushamas and Afreya, so it could be done the Heter Gomer, because you do Yisuin, so the Bia ultimately will not be a Bia Sipinuya, nor will it be a Bia Sejishish, because the Mafreya, the get will be a get and everything, Shalom Al Yisrael. Right, so it is difficult.
Why won't it be a get Sipinuya?
I'm sorry?
It would be a get.
It won't be?
It would be a Bia.
No, not if he makes Yisuin. If he makes...
No.
Well, that's the Rashba saying at the end, that it's possible there a Heter. You can go to Shifal or there for Yisuin. You could avoid even the Tanuya problem. Lamaisa. I mean,
No,
the Tanai would be Mishayim, and she would be Gresheth, and it would only be Bias Tanuya. But you could do that's a Heter Gomor. That's Heter Mitzavi Shasisha, but Heter Mitzavi Bias Tanuya. He says, Esha Lekeme Tanuya Ba'acher below Isu, he goes to go down to Isuin. Yeah, hey, on the Hilkach. Ben Shatiba Nerf Isuin, Ben Shalom Isuin, it's time to have a raise of the Gresheth. Right. Yeah. I mean, I hear with the words here, what you're saying, Fine Nisim, your suggestion makes the most sense here, even though the paragraph doesn't flow. But with the words that he says.
But it seems that even though he can do the only reason it seems to be okay is because there's a possibility even if it could have done the other.
No, I don't think so. I think he just says, it's possible to do a Beheta. But either way, it's a good get. I don't think he says that's why it works. Fine.
It would be more helpful if I can come from another example where the later edition in the Rashba is continuous length away in the paragraph.
So you want to posit that this is all conjecture, obviously, that this was the Rashba adding to his commentary, and it was added almost like it's added in the wrong place, or it's a fork in the road.
Yeah, I remember another case like this happening in Sugan Shulos.
Okay, that's very interesting. That again, as I said at the beginning, you said, look, you have to read the Hakdama to the volume, because they'll tell you, they'll give you kinds of information about how the commentary comes about as best as they know. Okay, that certainly fits better than the words, with the words than my reading. My reading requires eviscerating all the words. Okay, so the tool.
Explain though, why would the serve be different than one of the other writers?
Yeah. The question, the question simply, I'm misunderstanding something, Brad. The question is the following. the problem is having bia once you're still an ishesish, but the bia turns her into a non-ishesish. So once you get past that, once you say that, it's with the mafreya. So it's really not a problem now, because as soon as you have the bia, it will turn out she actually isn't an ishesish and will not have been an ishesish, even though when you started she's an ishesish. But once you have the bia, it turns out she wasn't an ishesish.
There's a different issue to worry about.
Okay, but that's a relatively minor issue. That's not that does that's not the akhid of tonight.
If we go according to a bad it's an issue. Right?
Sure. No, just,
what?
Go ahead.
In Israel we have to ask about whether or not the fact that the treasure is sort of some almost a thing that the treasure fundamentally it's impossible, or psychologically, it's been an imna, and people wouldn't say it. So, if you assume there's a difference between the Hamar Isers, then it must be, it can't work with these homelessness, since it's a Dabar Iser, because every tribe should be equal.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But even according to Rabbi, is he saying that there are relations in Iser? We're always doing a technically possible.
So Yomi, what you could say this. I don't think that's Rashba is necessarily addressing that. Even according to Abaye, Amanash Tibali the Ploni, it works because there's an Ofan Shel Heter. There is an Ofan of Heter, and therefore it doesn't really matter whether you do the Heter B'Issa. In other words, if you're trying to establish what he meant when he gave the Tanai, since the Tanai had a possibility to be Mekayim with the Heter, it doesn't matter how she does it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, she was Mekayim with the Tanai. He was serious when he issued the time, so we don't really care whether she chooses the Issa root or the Heter root. Okay. Again, I don't think that that's what's bugging here. I think he's thinking, that's the important question, which I don't know the answer to, is according to Abaye, let's say Al-Manasha Kibali meant, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that Arishonim who would say, and the Rashba quotes this, and others quoted, Al-Manasha Kibali is Dafka Bezos, but they assume that it works for Abaye. There's their Kasha. The Gemara says that Kozeh, Geth, according to Abaye, is the Ma'ute Amanasha Tibali Lefomi. Zachal is the Ma'ute Sarchazia. Right? And Rava says Kozeh Geth is the Ma'ute Amanasha Tibali La'ava Lavicha. And certainly it excludes Amanasha Tibali Lefomi. So the Gemara makes clear Amanasha Tibali Lefomi works for Abaye. And why is it Efshar? So it's either Efshar because the Isser is a very relatively small Isser, or because there's an Ofan Shel Heter. But those Rishonim who say, Hamanasha Kibali, Dafka means the Zuz, has to be the form of dissipation. Even for Abaye, there's a threshold. It's not inherently categorically impossible, it just depends on the former Isser. And the Isser Priya, you don't want to say it too loud, the Isser Priya is not the most chomer Isser. Okay. The Torah quotes the Rashba as if the Rashba reaches a definitive conclusion. The Torah sounds like it really is mutter. It's mutter mitzad ishesish. It might be also mitzad pnuya, but if you marry her, then it's mutter, completely mutter. And the Beis Yosef just wonders about it. He says, Rashba Kasav, the third paragraph of these little paragraphs, came in the Kaima Lana Omer Manasko Mimashav Dami, Tmehini Arabenu, Shekasav, the Pshikot Leila Rashba, the Mutter, Shere Rashba Reisha Magarish, the Derech Shema Kamelavi, Niyachadav of the Tzarchi. Okay. The question remains, if you want, makes you feel better than we thought. Definitely says that he thinks that that the Yerushalmi is holding Amanas is not coming after Adami, that's why the Yerushalmi is really Osir, and it's not Mutal Lamafreah. It's Osir and then becomes Mutter, in which case we pass in Amanas, Kolam Amanas, Kolam Me'achshav Dami, and therefore it would be Lamafreah, and therefore it would be Mutter. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, not surprisingly, Paskins like he does in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch says, And we spoke about the Nesivos with our statement yesterday. Yes, sir.
In Seder, Daniel and I were thinking of potentially having a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi. That maybe the reason when it says that it's after Mishum that Bakil after Lipo, the reason isn't quite because it's like that if you do the Ne'ilah, it will turn out to be Asar, but because right now she's still an Isha Ish, it looks Asar, and so we don't want you to do it, even though if you do it, it'll turn out to be Mutalcha.
Marisayan. Marisayan. Why is it wrong?
Because you didn't say anything about Marisayan?
No. Fine.
Okay.
Yes, explain.
The point of the case in Mishan is there to show that you can have something which is matter, that is matter itself, to counter something which is also itself.
In other words, the Yushami's first case is a case where when you do the action, it is mutter at the time, and because of some tanai floating around in the past, and something gets triggered, and now it changes the status of what you did. So, Manasha Tanasi the Ploni, she goes in the interim as children, then she does Nisum with Ploni. So the Mafreya, it turns out that she was never divorced. So that Bia that took place with that first marriage after divorce, which was really mother fundamentally, all of a sudden turns out was now a B.S. Esser in the Tov Olam Zeh. By the same token, the woman is right now not an Eishes Ish, and if you ask, if the woman is an Eishes Ish right now, because the Tanai has not been fulfilled. If the Tanai is never fulfilled, she's an Eishes Ish now, she's an Eishes Ish tomorrow, she's an Eishes Ish forever, and then until the guy dies. And then you do a Bia with an Eishes Ish, and then it turns out, poof, turns out that retroactively you get a style, and now the Bia is not a Bia with an Eishes Ish. That's why it's difficult to say it's a Marisayan. That the Gemara's context, its parallelism that it's drawing, is suggesting that it's substantive, not superficial. Okay.
So what about with the Isur Tanaya? If you say that because of the Isur Tanaya, she is Asur Bakhtika, but because there is an Isur Tanaya, but...
Is there an Isur Tanaya? Firstly, I'm just going to say to this room full of people, since the only married person anyway is not here, it is an Issa Pnuya. It violates the practice of Kal Yisrael. Whatever she has shown who might exist, let's make that categorically clear. Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. Okay, so we don't, you know, there is a Machlokas have we shown it. You can have a Pnuya, whether the Issa Pnuya is the rice or not, if it's done derech teva, like a Pilegesh. So that's a machlokas harishonim. The Ravid and the Rush both assume that a pilegesh is mutter, and the Rambam assumes that a pilegesh is aser except to a melech. There's a spear in mashmos of the Rambam whether it's an issa deraisa or not. In Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, I think of the Chosishos, the Rambam begins with his whole introduction to kedushin. Sounds like it's an issa deraisa, but there may be a Rambam later which makes it not as clear. The bottom line is that we do not permit Bia outside of the context of marriage to and Bia with one's spouse. So there is an Issur Pnuya for all intents and purposes. Yes?
So according to the Rav and the Rosh, Pilegesh is Mutter
Beyond
Mutter, or is it just only Mutter
that Mahmoud Mekdash? No. Why would it? Well, Mehech Tesa, the only one is Mahmoud Mekdash. I didn't Mutter now as well. Trey?
Is there a distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew?
Huh? You can't marry a non-Jew, right? Is there a distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew? There is a halach distinction between them. According to the Rambam, at least, the Isser be with the penuy of a Jewish woman might be in the Somalpas. And within Nachris, and it's done Shalot Derech Nisuin, it appears that it's only us and the Rabbanon, multiple Yisur and Rabbanon, but it appears it's only the Rabbanon. If you're asking me which is worse, it's being with an Achas. Even though the Chomer HaIsur could be much greater with the Jewish woman, not only because of Ram Rashi, but also because the Jewish woman could be a Nida, which is one of their ayahs. So if you're asking which Isser is more harmer, the answer is with a Jewish woman. The answer which is worse, with a non-Jewish woman. So, okay. Anyway, any questions on the first discussion about the Yerushalmi, Almanasha Tivali, the Plani? Fine. Which, note that, by the way, Almanasha Tivali, the Plani, doesn't actually appear in our Gemara. I don't think it appears under. You have a menashe tenasi the plami, but in our sugya, it is only implicit. It's amanas. No, I'm sorry. Is it? Which one is explicit? The amanas tibali the plami, right, is the explicit one. I apologize. It's amanas lo tibali the plami that's not explicit, which is what gives rise to the next question. So let us reread this section. I don't remember how far we got in the Gemara, but Moshe, can I ask you to read?
Yeah.
Okay, starting with Mesive. About seven lines before they get light. Hareza Gitech. Two words from the end of the line. I'm an off, yeah. Okay, so that's straightforward because it's possible that she can mean a pony. It could be it's possible through me. So it could possibly be through its iser. Either way, so if she does it, then it's a get. If not, it is not a get. Albanas. Okay. Now, this is the Gemara you have in front of you. Not only Shonim have this in their Gersa, but it says, Almanash Shetibali, Shalotibal Lavlavicha. So obviously, as a matter of a Tanai, it's not a problem, because you're asking her anyway not to violate something which is an Isra Hamor. And the Gemara says, Renachosh Shem Shema Nevalahem. And that's the problem. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes, starting with Shetibo Ali, he writes, Garsinon. Garsinon, Shalotibali. No, Shalotibali, Garsinon, Gabiploni. The Gabi Abba Vavicha, Garsinon, Shalotibali. Okay, so that's first, just making sure that you have the right text. Then Shalotibali, he writes. Okay, now, Ain Choshen Shema Nivalalahem.
Dumya
the almanas.
That's a much more probable happening.
Yeah, so I asked a question about that. Almanas lo telech leves avich leolam. Why is that? Why is she not allowed to marry?
When you get divorced,
that
day you go back to father's house.
No, I don't know. But we said so. Let her not. Not necessarily. Because why do we say Amanasha lo teilech leves avich lalam? Why is it that the get's no good? Shimi? That's what I would have thought. Ein ze krisus. What does it sound like for Rashi?
It's krisus.
Why do you know that? Why do you assume that? How does Rashi? How do you see it, in Rashi? Right?
If you start with krisus, is the ever-present fear of bitzah.
I asked you how you see it. You do want to give me a clever answer. Explain to them, how do you see that, Anashi?
He says that the reason why it doesn't work is because there's a chashash that
she'll violate. Yeah, we're afraid that she's going to violate it. That's not how we read it until now. But when the Rambam says in the opening part of Hilchos Gerushin, amongst the 10 requirements of a get, that it be krisus, and he later goes on to describe what that means, that's not a gzera. That's Edim Daraisa. That's Ikar Hadin. So Rashi's claiming that Amanasha Lotech Leves Avich, which was in the Braisa previous. No, we haven't seen it yet. In other words, Amanasha Lotech Tiyayim, would you say that it's not a get because we're afraid she's going to drink wine? Or would you say it's not get because it's not krisus, because the bond hasn't been severed? Now, Ephraim is trying to answer the question by saying that maybe it's hainuha. Maybe the reason it's not krisus is because we're always afraid that you will always be afraid that you're going to violate it.
The bond has somewhat each read earlier by krisus. I think it was discussed by Amber. That's what I was.
There is a Yerushalmi that sounds like that, but there's a Beferusha Tosefta, actually. There's a Beferusha Tosefta. that says that the reason why Shel Teich Elabis Olam is not a get is Cheshin and Shema Teilech. Take a look in the Tosefta Tepshuta there. There's a discussion about this. But it's kind of obvious. It's probably the Tosefta sounds like that. That's correct. It doesn't solve the problem here. Because then even if you were to explain Amanash Shalotelche the base of Yichla Olam, that's not Amanash Shaloti Bali Laploni. Well, no, because it's the Olam, you'll say, except for by here, he could drop dead, so then it's not forever for her. I mean, she'll never. Oh, now I remember which realm are you taking it from, right? If there's never a possibility of being Mekayim, if that's Chisar increases as well. Right, so it's very difficult, at least based on what we've been working with until now. That's not the problem I want to address in the Sugya, but just, you know, file that one away. If you want to explore further, go take a look at the Tosefta Peshuta. You have to find the Tosefta. I think it's a bit earlier. But I think it's in Perek Dalid in Lieberman's edition. And I'll tell you what's in the back. Hold on. The Tosefta about the Bila is in our thing, is Dalit Ches. But where is the Almana Shotelchi Levei Savich? Is that earlier than that, or is it later? I'm sorry, hey. So what do you say, Hey Yud Beis? Well, if it's there, I just can't turn the page. That's the only problem. I can only turn multiple pages. Yeah. Harizah Gitech Manashal Telchim Eres Arich La'olam Manashal Tishti Ya'in La'olam Eno Get Shema Teich Shema Tishna. So in fact, it runs against what Rashi is saying. Because, well, I mean, not exactly against. So I think what Lieberman says there, actually, is that the Rishonim must regard it's against the Babli, right? Amanash Tochei Shetish Diyayim on Pidim Obeis, it's a Brisa Meshubeshas. But there is such a Brisa. There is such a Brisa. Yeah?
We only had Christmas
in. You mean supposed to have Eliezer?
I can't figure out
right
now how to sort out which
does
could possibly not hold
the All right. Anyway, be that as it may, so the real point in Rashi is Rashi says, Amanasha Tibali the Ploni, Shalot Tibali the Ploni, is she's not like the man. And Tosus makes the same assumption, Pegim Omen Aleph. That was Tosus we spoke about earlier today. All right. Continue in the Gemara. So the Gemara's diuk is it only says Almanash lo tibali la abalavicha. It doesn't say Almanash tibali la abalavicha as it did in the first case. Right, Abaye makes sense because Almanash she. Tibali la abalavicha is a davar which is yefshar, like Amanasha told for the sechazir. So the Gemara answers. Right. So Amanasha tibali the ploni, she can bribe him. Why does she have to bribe him? There are two possibilities. Possibility one is that he finds her not interesting for marriage. That if she gives him a lot of money, she becomes more interesting. And, right, you know, when they have shidduch services,
So I don't think one of the things that's listed is how wealthy the girl's family is, but truth is, if you were to put that in there, it would be more interesting for certain people. Although I would say, generally speaking, the girls who come from wealthy families aren't in the shidduch services, because those shidduchim are separate. That's the way it is. The other possibility is that she has to bribe him to violate his familiar. So, you know, Aishas Ish, now people are not going to violate a riot because you give him some money. But Pinuya, he says, anyway, look, there's the sheep to the brush, there's the sheep to the brush. Not such a big deal. Where's the cash? So that's not as possible as she's in the Meshachet. Yes, if I.
We have to cover the cost of the
Tzuba. I'm sorry? Cover the cost of the Tzuba. That's clever. You have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, you don't have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but. Fine. Basically, he wants to. He doesn't want to incur the cost of the ksuba in case he decides to get rid of her. So, what he'll do is, she'll say, okay, listen, I'll cover the cost. Here, you agree to marry? I'll give you 200 reserves. So, therefore, if you decide to get rid of me, it doesn't cost you anything. Okay, clever. Anyway, she can be mishachanim either to marry her or to violate the Isur Pnuya. Ella. One second. Now, Chloe's also not Bidi Dalkaima, except Esher the Meshachalit. But her father and her father in law. Go ahead. It's one thing she'll violate Isser, but they're going to violate Isser. What's in it for them? But it's an escape hatch. She gets her out of her marriage. I've jokingly observed in the past, but it's useful as just that piece of Achaeus, that the Gemara assumes that even though the Chacham hold that whenever there's an Isser Krisus, the child's a mamzer, and that's because Kiddushin aren't Tosin, there's one exception to the rule, which is Nida. Why? Because it says it's a Hi Nida Salah. Gemara is in a few places at the end of the fourth parak of Yevamos, I think, on round up and Tess or Nun. So what Gemara is really saying is that Nida Kiddushin and Tosin by. But not only when you're married, but even if you're getting married. In other words, it's not just if you're married, the way that becoming a Nida is not Makia the Kiddushin. But even if you're married, everybody agrees, even the Chuppas Nida is not Kona, Kiddushin Nida are Desmei Kona Kudeshes. And then the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, when normally Chai Be'Lavin, their child is a mamzer, he's moved by Sota. Sota means his wife had an affair. She did it, let's say, willingly. And nonetheless, if he remains married to her and has a child, the child is not a mamzer. Why? Because, for the very same reason, that the Kiddushin are Tosin. The Kiddushin are Tosin. So my joke about that is, well, it's a good thing. Because otherwise, the solution to the Aguda problem is tell the woman to have an affair once. And since she's now been a sota vadais, the kiddushin are paki, she's not mevudeshes anymore. It may sound crazy to you, but if you want to know this, it is crazy. I mean, clearly the Gemara says it's not true. Now, but if you want to know what this interesting question, the Acharonim talk about this question. Does Eli Anavi's wife, assuming he's married, he doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would marry. But I don't know. If Eliyahu Anavi was married, would his wife now require a guest? That, of course, assumes that you don't read like the rationalists, and you assume that Eliyahu Navi didn't actually die. That he mutated into some type of an angel. So there are Kiddushin who say, there are Achronim who want to say that there's someone else there also, because of the other one is, wanted to say that Eliyahu Navi's wife doesn't need a get. Why? Because she's not an Ashes Ish anymore. This discussion comes up in a much more contemporary and controversial issue that the Achronim talk about long, before the modern period, before whatever we're dealing with now, of what happens if a man turns into a woman. It's raised in the discussion of now in contemporary issues, but they're not talking about surgery. They're talking about this magical transformation, miraculous transformation. So what would the din be? So some would want to say that, well, she's not an Ishus Ish anymore because he is not an Ish. And therefore, you can have a Kiddushin that just dissolves Memela, not without Dras Kiddushin. not everybody agrees to these particular premises, but the same question might be asked, and if you believe that you could have, there is a literature, I believe, in the heart about this, if someone has a heart transplant, when you take their heart out, at that particular moment, they're dead. Especially if you don't hold that brain death as the criteria for death. They're dead when you take the heart out. That's also would be a crazy solution to that donor program. It's a little more invasive than a cattle prod, right? Well, I said, it's a little more complicated because you don't want to kill the guy. You just want to take his heart out for a moment, and you don't have to worry about rejection.
I wasn't concerned about the
money. It's a self-donor thing, so you don't have to worry about, he doesn't need, drugs for the rest of his life to avoid, his body rejecting the organ. But obviously, that's ridiculous. The whole point is ridiculous. Most of these are probably ridiculous. The whole premise that she's not, if Eliyahu the shot was that he died, so of course his wife didn't require it yet. Yes, right. Yes, so the question is, but let's say can you kill someone if you're capable of doing Kriyas HaNesim? You have a virtually guaranteed Kriyas HaNesim. Is that killing them anymore? The answer obviously is, when you take someone's heart out and the purpose is to save their life normally, or you're not going to kill them, and they could still be conscious and they're breathing and their body is full of life and they're alive when you put the new heart in, it's not called killing them. That's the shock. They're not dead. Their wife's not numb on it's all fun. It's all a lot of fun, but nonetheless. So I won't go into any more. The contemporaries are more complicated. But anyway, okay. So we'll leave it at that. So the bottom line is that a woman might be willing to violate this in order to be free, but her father and father are not going to do it. We have a general principle that ein adam chote velo lo, which is not always true, but it's a generally true principle, and it's a very important principle in halacha. In terms of bolstering or nemonos, because people generally don't sin if they're not the beneficiaries of the sin. Okay. So bottom line is, Rava says, I agree with you, there are cases where it's so ridiculous that he's not serious about it, at least according to Yehuda ben Tamar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar. So now the Gemara continues. Go ahead. The klal Amar Yehuda ben Tamar, that any tanai which is the efshar, the tanai is bakal lemaisas kayim, the zeha klal includes a case, those were cases where it's physically, literally impossible physically. You can't go up to the heavens, you can't walk on the waters, and what if it's such a chumar issue that it's unlikely you'll get someone to violate it, that you'll be able to fulfill it, so then that includes amanasha tibali la'aba vavicha. As Rava said, kozeh she can eat the chazer, achal avamakya. It's in her control. She can choose to do it. Labaye. Okay. Abaye says, "Kazeh lemutei ploni." I'm an ashti bali the ploni. What is odd about that in light of the previous discussion, or depending on the position you pick? It's a comment that I didn't give you this in the Maamar Kamos, but the Rashba and the Ritva, I think, both made this comment. The fact that Abaye says "Kazeh lemutei ploni," what does that imply about the meaning of the Tanai I'm an ashti bali the ploni? Which has an impact only upon the question you were driving at, which I find explicated so well. Correct. Very good. That's what the Rashbam is about to say, which is, why would Abaye say, Kazel lemutei ploni? If ploni means, if ploni would include the option of a heter, meaning if you marry so and so and have it with them, so why would you need to tell us that is, kazeh lemutei that case? In that case, it wouldn't be a get if you didn't fulfill the tzai. Of course, because it's mutter to do. So why do you think it's awesome? It's like daring your friend to ask someone on a date, daring her to go marry so and so. She can marry so and so if it's reasonable. I'm learning a very important secret now. It's irrelevant to Nisim and Daniel, but it's not relevant to you guys either. The best way for a woman to get a date with someone is to actually ask them out. And you're married. There you go. Anyway, it's the sequel to Datanomics, actually. They often published another book.
100% of the married people in this room were asked out by their wives.
Yes. I don't know if that's statistically meaningful, but no. Nisim, you were set up. So, the best kind of set up. Someone who knew both of you. Anyway, so, all right. So the bottom line is that some Rishon, that the Rashban, the Rishon, note that it's Chas Meduya, that Almanash Tivali the Plomi implies the Isra, not the Heter, because if it implied the possibility of even the Heter, and as if that's what he meant when he said it, so then why would you think that that wouldn't be valid tonight? Now, it could be, the answer might be that, no, it could be that it's Ladaka the Isra, but she has no control over whether Plomi will actually. Whether Plony will actually marry her. In other words, it's the kind of thing where you just don't have any control. Right? In fact, when the Gemara says, Efshe the Meshachtalei, I know, Efshe the Meshachtalei means she's got to convince him to marry her. Right? That's, you know, she can raise the stakes enough, maybe she'll be able to persuade him. Okay. Daniel, our existence, by the way, is only futuristic. The Kevot to Sylvia got that. So do me our predictions in future times. Okay. All right, so let's focus a little bit on Almanash and Tivali. Tosos comments on the bottom. Okay. So you notice the way Tosos presents the Girsa, all the Brises said is Almanash and Tivali the Ploni. Niskayim Hatsanai Reza Get Vavi no Get Ve'ilu La'aba La'vicha Lo Katani. So you see that Amanasha Tivali La'aba La'vicha, it would be an automatic get. It wouldn't depend upon the Kima Tanai. So you see that you rub are wrong. And the Gemara answers that, no, of course, that's a case where she has no control of what is supposed to be sacrificed. But then Tosa says, Yesh Sforim. The following was amended in the Braisa. Okay. Now, what first question I would ask is, what's the problem with that Hagah? I'm not asking a substantive question. It's logical. What's the problem with being idea of that? Every Haggah is not what's written. You know the famous passage, Rabbi Tam's Hakdamah in the Sefer HaYashar, where he talks about a cherem against the Magia of the Sarim, a cherem against changing the text of the Talmud. And he says that as much as my grandfather Rashi was Magia, my brother Rashbam did 10 times as much. So Rashi, every time you see Hafi Garcina, and Rashi is emending the text. Most of the time, our Gemara says that what Rashi is, because whatever Rashi was Magia, they ended up putting in the text. Which means you want to find out whenever Rashi says Hachi Garcinan, you want to know what the other Girsa was. But that's just a general rule in learning. So yes, we don't like being Magia in general, but what is the problem with being Magia this way? And it's not that the din is problematic. It's the flow or the structure of the Bryce is bizarre. To say Almanas, if you say Almanas, Shetibali the Plomi. There are two things that would make sense as a Haggah in the Brisa. What would the two things be? What other two scenarios would have made much more plausible Haggahos? One, Amanas Shetibali the Plomi. That would make sense. Amanas Shetibali the Plomi. Amanas Shetibali the Plomi. Possibility two, Almanash Tibali the Plony and Almanas, come on, Shetibali the Abu Lavicha. What?
You can't say
two Abu Lavicha with a hundred. No. Yes, I understand it. What I'm asking is, what is a Brisa like they just said? It is a bizarre Brisa when you say Almanas. Brises like to contrast things. Sometimes they contrast something in the case, they contrast something in the outcome. Right? So Amanashi Tivali the Plomi and Amanashi Lo Tivali the Abba Lavicha have the same outcome. And the cases aren't a contrast to one another fundamentally. Right? That's not the way Brises usually move the yardsticks one first down, not two first downs. Or moves it in one direction, not in two directions. You move it to first down, but you don't change the hash mark. Or vice versa. Is that a better way of putting it? Okay. So bottom line is, of course, the friend doesn't know what a hash mark is. So. Okay. So you're a tzaddik, and therefore you admit to being ignorant of these things. Yoni doesn't either. Probably not.
I've met two people, three people that are not in that way.
Nisim, you know what a hash mark is. He does. Yeah, I thought that would be. Nisim is quiet and he's a tzaddik, but you don't. And he has the ideas. He doesn't waste too much time. He has the ideas.
So,
it didn't work. So the bottom line is Bryce's tend to move one marker. That's how you create the contrast. Amanasha tibar the abal leploni, amanasha lo tibar the abal lavicha. Okay? As opposed to amanasha tibar leploni, amanasha tibar abal lavicha, or amanasha tibar leploni, amanasha lo tibar leploni. And then you contrast the deal. It's a very odd juxtaposition. That's why probably it's not really there. But now, putting that question aside, what is the Haggah made possible that would have been impossible without the Haggah? Right? I'm sorry, was that a, I didn't mean that for you. You were just...
I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Explain where the Gemara deals with
someone from. That's the... Okay, yes. Tosus will say, you'll read it in a second, they did it because. That's fine. It doesn't really matter. The Gemara says it anyway. Whether or not you think it enables the Diyuk, you know... or not, but there's something else it enables, which is what creates the problem in the Rishonim. If you don't have the second half, you have no ground. If you say Amanasha lo tivali la'abo lavicha hareza get, in kosher de nivala, it might imply that if you put ploni in, it wouldn't be a get. Now, if all you have is Amanasha Tibar Leploni, you have no clue as to what Amanasha Lo Tibar Leploni is. Because it could be that the correct diuk, Amanasha Tibar Leploni, Niskaya Matanayin, get is good. Hareza get. What's the implied contrast? Amanasha Tibar Lelaaba Lavicha. But Amanasha Lo Tibar Leploni, you have no idea whether you can make that diuk or not. In fact, the truth is you don't really know how to make either diuk. You don't even know which deal to make. Yes.
But as it is, we don't know how to make a deal with Amanash Lo Tibar Leploni.
Well, I would argue though that if you don't have the change Girsa, Rashi does have the change Girsa. That's it. Because Rashi talks about the Girsa in the first part, the Girsa in the second part. Leploni Aban Avicha. If you don't have that Girsa, you have no grounds whatsoever to adopting Rashi right with Tosfos Shita. If you do have it, you don't have to make their deal, but the deal becomes a possibility. But with all you have is Amanasha Tibar Leploni in this time, you cannot make Rashi's deal. You absolutely cannot make Rashi's deal. Once you have Amanasha Lo Tibar Le'Aba Ulavicha, then you can tell Amanasha Lo Tibar Le'Aba Ulavicha. You know what Amanasha Tibar Leploni is? Amanasha Lo Tibar Ulavicha in Choshem Nivala. But it's a reasonable deal to say that Amanasha Lo Tibar Leploni Choshesh Shema Nevalah. And that's not all that's going on here. If you, because the real crucial issue is the tense of the verb. But if you don't have this Haggah in the Gemara, said you don't even get the first base on this issue. So finish reading the Tosfos. Go ahead.
By that, the ilu the Abba Lavich Lokitani, Abba Lavich Man Dekash Mayu.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, Amanasha Tibali Leploni, that means Kayama Tanaris again. Oh, but Amanasha Tibali Lavich, it's automatically again. Who's talking about Abba Lavich? Man Dekash
Mayu. What does that question mean, though? Like, I mean, but just for understanding, like, that quote. You could have been able to answer that question without me and the Haggah. But I guess I don't even understand the Haggah. You know, why would... Can you flesh out a little bit more what that question means? Like, the Gemara all the time is, do you consider Haggah? He stated...
No, but... If you can look at... We saw an example, Man Bechar Shemayu, in Bekias, with the Kriya. With the Neodem Lachton Velikros, right? Where all of a sudden you get something from a Kriya, it's like, who's talking about Kriya? And you have to make a chasur and a chasur. You got to say, oh, the Tanakhama had this line here, and that's what Rav Shmuel Leal is responding to. So normally, the case that you're responding to The diuk that you're making is something that is implicit there. But when you have a Menashe Tibali, the Ploni, if that's all you have, Ploni doesn't have to be not your father or father-in-law. A Menashe Tibali Ploni could be anybody. So why would you be the dayik? Obviously, it has to be something that suggests that Ploni is a separate category, and that can make inference. But Manda Hashemai, it's like Ploni couldn't even include that. Migu, go ahead.
Migu, Yishun Ken, Inksarif, Lage, Dishapir, Dayak, Nikitani, Amenat, Shitinali, the Ploni, Masadaka, the Ploni, the low Hashita, Lage, Tharin,
which is still, you know, the problem, there's a lot to load on the sentence for the diuk. Okay, so that is, does the girsa exist? But the real crux of the issue boils down to the verb, which is obviously only an issue if you're goris, the second part. If you're goris, the second part of the brisa, which the Rashba and the Ramban might very well. And what is odd about the Braisa? Rashi kind of just glosses over it, except Rashi does tell you one thing. Rashi does tell you, how do you know that Rashi is not glossing over this totally? How does Rashi alert you to the textual problem that he is running over the steamroller?
He changes the text.
He does, but how do you know to pay attention to that?
Klomar.
Yeah. When Rashi says klomar, it means that things are not read literally, because literally read they make no sense. Klomar really is as if to say. And what Rashi changes is very subtly, Rashi, the Daif of HaKodesh, just changes the text subtly. And he says, klomar, muteres l'nasem yad ben choshen, shemo tibo elohim, not shemo nival elohim. Okay, now, we understand what motivates Rashi. I give you a Tanai. This is your Tanai if you don't eat pizza for the next week. Well, the question is, will you eat pizza? Will you not eat pizza? Right? We'll say that you cannot have this thing, you cannot have it. This is not your bet. We're choshish, maybe you will eat pizza. No one would say, Hareza Gita Chamanash Lotokhli pizza for the next week. Choshishim, ain't choshishim that maybe she ate pizza. Not there yet. Normally say you're not choshish that you would eat pizza. And it's that point that the Ramban picks up upon to provide what is actually a crucial, not just this din, but a crucial point about how we relate to Kiyum Tanoim. So now let's take a look at the Rashba. Daniel, please.
Well,
you're the wrong Rashba. I mean, Chazar is a very important thing. In fact, I just now that you did that, I'm going to be mevatel for a second. Something very important, which I have not been successful in doing, but I mentioned to you something Rehersh told me years ago, in the name of one is Rabbeinu Shalvin, that Haser Satan Lufanim Acharein. We understand what does it mean Haser Satan Lufanim, but what does it mean Haser Satan Lufanim? As Rabbi said, this is talking about Chazara on Talmud Torah. The Yitzhar not to do Chazara. So Aser Satan Lufaneinu is when you're learning, don't make a mistake. But Aser Satan Lufaneinu is because we don't want to go backwards and do Chazar. And it is such a chaval that we don't do Chazar and we don't do it habitually regularly because we actually know so much more. Because most of you, I think, know you've learned a lot and forgotten a lot. But if you do Chazar, you might learn 10% less, but you'll remember 20 times more. And I was just in the Daf Yomi one of these days, it's on a couple of days ahead. There's an interesting, the Midaran has a lot of very interesting digressions, very interesting stuff in Chalal, but they talk about the Isser of, what you're not allowed to, it seems, teach Torah to the Talmidim on Shabbos, but you're allowed to teach them Barishon, something like that. And the way the Gemara understands, according to one interpretation, is that you're not supposed to, is that it's a concern of Sechar Shabbos, and that is a Havamim in the Gemara, and if you teach them on Shabbos something for the first time, so then that's really, really hard when you're teaching them, you know, something for the first time, so that you're not, because that's the Iker Sechar you're receiving, but you're allowed to do the first Chazara. So the Ran points out that the Chiddush of saying that is you would have thought the first Chazara still is really hard. That's really hard. Still, the first time you do Chazara, it's still really hard. It's almost like learning it for the first time. So Kamashlo and that the Ikar Skar would have been on Shabbos. Just occurred to me, it is actually it represents the truth about Chazara. Not that it is hard to do Chazara for the first time, it's hard to do Chazara. But when you do Chazara the first time, it's sometimes like learning it, you see more things. The more you go on, you see fewer new things, but it becomes just ingrained in your memory. So we're not very good at doing it, but it's really important to do Chazara. So it is important to do Chazara, but let's do the second Rashbam. After I tell you now, do as I do, not as I say, or something like that. Go ahead.
Because there's the same place in the page on the side.
Guard him and save him or redeem him or something. Okay. Ramban, not Rahmana.
As follows.
Right, so there is a halacha that if a man and a woman are married, and they get divorced, and then they have yichud in front of Edom, it's a machlokas b'sham and so we pass on to Israel that mazel tov, congratulations, they're married a second time. Because two things are assumed to happen here. Number one, they had yichud and they're sufficiently comfortable around one another. It's only true if they got divorced with an isur. If they've never had isur, they only erus in the first time, the Mishnah says, b'shtel ozmodeh, that it's not no chashash via because ein li bagaspa. They're not comfortable around one another, having via. It's not a natural activity for them. So number one, we assume that heine heidi yichud heine debiya, and number two, we assume chazaka ina the masa bilaso beilas nos. This is a very serious halachic issue if you're talking about exes for whatever reason, especially if they have children, but the children aren't there, not having yichud because it creates very serious. You know, if they're aiden to it, congratulations, you now need another get, unless they decide if they're allowed to and want to remarry one another. But it's only not a concern if she has remarried. She has remarried. Then we don't. Firstly, even if we did assume heine yichud heine debiya, she still would be married to because she's an eshes ish, and I don't think we would assume heine, even though the yichud is also, I don't think we would assume automatically. We wouldn't assume that she's also a divide. Okay. So anyway, so that's what he says here. That in this case, because even though there's a tanai outstanding with the possibility of marriage, the bottom line is they weren't married until now. So just because they had yichud doesn't mean we assume that the Tanai was the sky and that they had Bia and that she's Megureshes from the first husband. We assume that she didn't have Bia, or we don't assume that she had Bia, and therefore, in order for the first get to be Chal, she has to bring a Raya that she had Bia, which means Aiden have to actually witness the Bia. What does it mean, witnessing the Bia? I don't know what the halacha is here. There are two standards of witnessing the Bia. The Gemara at the end of Makos in the first Parak comes up, I don't know if we actually passed it that way, okay, it's just a hapamina, a very strange halachic conclusion, that to be masid isha for ksuba, you have to see kimakol bishvoferes, which means like inserting something into a tube, like you have to literally see the act of, I guess, penetration. For getting some of the death penalty, you don't have to see that, you only see achiyuru kidera hamanafim, if it looks like the way adulterers behave. So I imagine that that's the analogy of the television shows where everybody's covered up, they're under a blanket, but if they behave, if their bodies are moving in a certain way, that would appear, that idea. So that's sufficient grounds, that's sufficient edus. Eden can testify to that, and then any person can be punished with that. But ksuba, you need a greater standard. I don't know what the standard is here in terms of kiyum hatanai for the get. There's only two standards I know. The three standards is heini yichud heini debiya, but the Rashba says clearly that doesn't apply. So whether it is achir kedera chamanatim or you need kamachal b'shoferes, that he doesn't discuss. But you need more than heini yichud heini debiya. Okay, I believe it's the last gemara in the first parak in Machlokes. Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. 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 Right, let's stop. So what is the So how does the Ramban solve the problem? It is true. That's the difficult thing about the Ramban, which is basically by inserting in, by saying that in Niskayim Hatsanai, Harezeh Get, means Niskayim Hatsanai, Re'or Shenehala. So it would have been better almost if he had said by a Pnuya, by the Tzibali Tloni, that Hein Hein Yichanei Divya. That would have been better. But you say by Avicha, Abba and Avicha, there you say that Ein Chashim Shenivala and Ein Yichai Nebiya, that would have been actually, I think, a smoother read, but that's not how he sees it. But he's focused on the fact that Niskayim Atzanai means Or Shenivala. So when the Gemara says that Ein Chashim Shema Nivala, because that gives away the Ein Chashim Shema Nivala, why would be Chashim Shema Nivala? In other words, you walk up, you see two people walking in the street. There's a man walking there, there's a woman walking there. Are we Chashir and Shema Nivala? Why did you think that? Chashir and Shema Nivala is because you had a reason to think it might have happened. Namely, she had Yichud with Abba or Avicha, so you would say, oh, Chashir and Shema Nivala. The answer is no. Lo Chashir and Shema Nivala. And also, that tells you about the first part, Niskayim Atzanai, means Lo Chashir and Shema Nivala. We don't assume it happened, you have to know that it happened. So that's what the... in other words, the standard, the truth is, it's a consistent standard. It says, all it's saying is that in order to assume there's Kiyum HaTzanai or Bittul HaTzanai, you have to have the idea brewer that the act happens.
Right, and it's special about the second line.
Correct, except it's just a natural outgrowth, except that the second line is Megala on the Resha. That's actually what happened here. When you say Niskayim HaTzanai, Harezeh Get, you have no idea. Yeah, that's true. If the Tzanai was Niskayim, okay, but that's nice. But that doesn't give us any indication of how do we determine whether it was Niskayim or not. Whereas Lo Chashina and Shema Nivala Lahem tells you that we are consistent. In the first place, Lo Chashina and Shenivala, in the second place, Lo Chashina and Shenivala. So in the first place, if it's Lo Chashina and Shenivala, and you didn't see Nivala, it's Lo Niskayim HaTzanai. And in the second case, because it's exactly the reverse. If we didn't see a Shenivala, it's Niskayim HaTzanai. In other words, we don't assume. Lo Chashim and Shema Nivala. It's actually not as crazy as it seems, but your first reading about a little bit of a funny way of the two going together is the correct first response. But I think the answer is that you need, in this case, the second half to shed light on the first half.
Can you use response?
Well, you just wouldn't know. Well, and the answer is you might, because you might say that maybe the Abba and Avicha, because come on, I mean, it's Erva Manish, right? That you need to see Nivala, but maybe Chloe, you wouldn't need to see it. Maybe Hei Yichanibu would be sufficient. Okay, continue.
Yeah, this part should not be very difficult. Now, Afilu Ba'al with your Erva Ta'a Barishu Ba'alahen, in Hashim. What is that Afilu? Like, the Ba'al is trying to mess up her life, so. Why is it such a chiddush that, oh, even if he claims that she did have deal with him, of course I should believe.
So I think the reason for that is because we rule out Eden. So now the only question is the husband, you're right, the husband has a stake. You say ruin his life. Maybe he doesn't want to be divorced from her.
So why did he make the stipulation with death?
Well, maybe. Well, I don't know.
It sounds like he doesn't want to divorce her, but he wants to make sure.
So he's just, I think he's just saying that even someone who might have more nemonis in general, because he could have chosen not to give it a get in the first place, nonetheless he's not believed. It's not mamashimiko, but I think that's what the afilu is. That's what the afilu is. The husband is a bal dabar. I know bal dabar is a bal dabar, meaning he has koach over it. It was the other, is the way I would put it. Okay. The Hu Adin, and this is why it becomes so important. Lamaisa. The Hu Adin. Okay, so as a general rule, we don't nechoshesh. By heart, as you explained, it's when it's, you know, most cases by, he gave her the get, he put it all in her control, whether tibal or not tibal makloni. We don't assume that she does things to be mevatel the get called vaset, unless we have evidence that she did. The eino domer. So that case, what's the case? The guy says, if I don't come home within 30 days, and come home just doesn't mean, not just come home, but it means I spend time with you. And he's too busy, you know, I don't know, earning a living, traveling to football games, doing whatever he's doing. And now, he claims later that he could claim later that maybe he was Matthias, that, you know, he came home and he said, look, honey, I've got to go to one more Giants game, but really, come on, I love you, and just forget about this whole thing. It's fine, okay, I accept that you've come home. So there, it's in her control, and it's the kumbah says she has to agree to it. If she's totally passive, the get will be a get. And you have a cheshina, show a piece.
Wait, he says he comes back in 3 days as Matthias, or he doesn't come back
in 3 days? No, he came back. But he didn't, but that's not, in other words, the tznai is not just that he comes back physically. I don't know if it's the SFB or whatever, he has to spend some quality time with her. And we're afraid that maybe when he came back, even though he did spend the quality time, he's Matthias, and she was no chalas. He said, I've accepted, this is good enough for me. So until he says, so she's not immense to say that he wasn't Matthias. Until, at the outset, when he gave the get, al tanai, kosman she'eva tanei v'tanai shol shen yom, he said, and you are the menace to say whether it's the fire or not. Okay. So, it says, Hinami.
Hinami Mamati, Vipi Mamati. So, the rights of the Rubia Jab. We may encounter another who was our first of the Rift of the Town to my Okade and the Malaga. Now, our parents are the rights of the Rubia Jab. Anyone who should sit called Chitakal Kala to my.
Right. In other words, that's because it's not. That's a case where the husband wanted to fundamentally. In these are the cases he cited. The Mafia's case says the husband doesn't really want to give a get. Whereas this is a case that's purely dependent upon her. He gave her a get, just attached to condition, and therefore. Therefore, it's totally, we don't assume that she did it, and he doesn't have any, and he has no control over it. The Had the Nakat. Yes. In other words, you are to make one deal from Almanash Shaloti Bar and Abba Lavich. You're supposed to make the deal that is. A valid tanai, and we're not choshesh at shem levala. But if we knew, then it would invalidate the get. Whereas amanasha tibali la'av la'vicha, that's an invalid tanai, and the get is good no matter what. But to make the deal from amanas she lo tibali la'av la'vicha that it's a good tanai. Make the deal that if amanasha tibali la'av la'vicha, it's not a good tanai. Don't make the deal amanasha she tibali la'poli is not a good. Is a tanai tibali la'poli. Right, is no good. Don't say what Rashi says, correct. The gum zesh shalo. Which is the same problem, that's the Tosefta. When you put the Eino Mechuvar. So first of all, it's not, forgetting about the underlying mechanism, it's not the same thing. The ode...
But Rashi would respond, right, that it's true that the tanai is legally not binding when the person dies, but it's also true that she can never do a certain action.
That's the Rambam. You're inserting the Rambam into Rashi.
Oh.
Good. The ode... Right, in other words, why would we assume that she's going to be Nivalis Laploni? Why? Because it's not her father's. There's no bito. There's no kalaso. Yeah, but it's Eishes Ish. If she's Nivelas Laponi, she now becomes Eishes Ish Lamafreya, meaning the get was never a get, and she violated Eishes Ish. So why did she do that? Why would Pony do it? So that's where you have an answer. Mihu.
Oh, maybe the Mihu that was over there was really supposed to be. It's really just the same answer.
Yeah.
That's the scramble error.
Yeah, they put in something wrong. Yes, correct. Umihu.
Umihu behad, you know, remember the Acher, you know, the Mechash, Shema, Tiba, Hale, Wachar, Mechash, Mechash, Mechash. The Yihu, Rav, Yisrael, Khan. Yilka, Kosh, Shem, Shema, Tiba, Hale, Wachar, Mechash, 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 Mechash,
Okay. So, he says it might be that the reason we distinguish between the two is that we're not going to let her marry someone else in the interim because we're afraid that she will have be after her husband dies, let's say she got divorced from so-and-so in between, or so-and-so died, so she's had a relationship in between, maybe she had children, and then after her original husband has died, now there's no relationship with Ploni. Except for that if she has been with Ploni, then the get will have been undone, and she's only with Paris now because of her husband, first her original husband died. But that means the guy she married in between the get and the misa of that first husband will turn out to be an Eishes Ish. That might be why. Whereas Abba and Avicha will never be mutter. Abba and Avicha, all of Abba obviously doesn't change because a person's father is a person's father forever. Whereas, Avich in this case is her father forever. Her father-in-law may not be a father-in-law anymore. In fact, when a man divorces his wife, his father is no longer his wife's father-in-law. But the erva of kalaso still applies. I don't remember. There's a machlokas atanoim by Isha Ubita. If when the erva haoser dies, let's say a man was married to a woman, and the woman dies, and now she and now he marries some other after her death. So there's one Tana who says that there's no misas, even though there is, I believe, kares and a karban chatas, there's no misas space in there. I have this funny recollection, it might be wrong, that the Rambam says, and maybe the Akhtar Gemara says, that applies to all arayos. All the arayos that are your erva only because you married someone, and they're relative, so when they're alive, even if you're divorced, you get the death penalty. But after the person who's oser dies, then, even though it's kares and chatas, at the shoge, there is no death penalty. So the bottom line is, a woman's father-in-law is a woman's father-in-law forever, even if her husband divorces her or dies. So therefore, that erva will be forever. And therefore, even after the original Megarish dies, she's still going to be the same erva, therefore we're never choshesh that she's going to be a. But with somebody else, Amanash Shalo Tibali Lepomi, so once the original husband dies, so that there's no Isser in that bia anymore, but it will undo the get the Mafreya, and that's why we are choshesh. He said that you could... That you can answer the chen perishu batosos. Right, that was the tosos of Hidden Lamed Aleph, where tosos invoked the idea in another context, but then he applied it to this case on Hidden Aleph as well, that we're choshesh that after the Nisa Samagarish, that then she would be willing to marry or have Bia with Chloe, and it would even though it would be a shesish, it would retroactively undo the get. Yes, sir.
Rashbaz then, there's no difference between Chloe.
So by lo tivali, there's no difference. By tivali, there is a difference. By tivali, Ploni is valid tonight, this time of tonight, or is a get, lo this time of tonight, is a get. Abba and Avicha, it's range this kind of time, range this kind of time, or is a get. Tonight is about how much this time.
Okay, it's a good sign for
Almanash Shalot Tivali is a valid tonight for both.
Almanash Tivali to Ploni is a valid tonight.
As is Almanash Shalot Tivali to either one of the valid tonight.
So why don't you say that that's other two relations are not like that? It's not good tonight.
Now what's not a good tonight?
Almanash Tivali to Ploni.
What's the problem with it?
Well, it's just from his reasoning here about that Almanash Shalot Tivali to Ploni. Sounds like he would agree with the
Rambam. No, Amanasha Tibali Laponi should be at once with him. That's fine. Amanasha Loki. What?
Sorry.
Okay.
Is it possible to do some of the true things? You know, I'm like the videos of Chassid would use that script, so it's clear to the Rashba that in the case of Amanas Chabad Yifuni, that it's so much retroactive that you can't say that the Tchilat Diyah was Ish Anish. Is it possible that even though it's not totally clear from that first Rashba, from this Rashba it becomes clear? Because in this Rashba, in the opposite case where it's Amanas Chaboti Mali, the line that he says is, completely. Meaning, if the Tanai was to not have the with him, and then the get was Bandel, then it completely retroactive such that it becomes Ish Anish.
No.
So it's the opposite over there, so it could be
because even the Rashba knows, according to the Yerushalmi, it can't really be a Din D'oraisa.
Why can't it be?
Well, because you ask her, was she married or not married when she had the get? The answer is she wasn't married, because when was she divorced? She was divorced from the time you had the get.
Right.
Right. If you think about the way that, again, you don't have to, but I'm inclined to think that the suit is correct. Right? We never allow you to marry until the T'nai is Miskayim, because you might not be Miskayim tonight. And he comes up with that very strange scenario. It's hard, and that's why it doesn't bother me. In the reverse case, it's obviously retroactive, it was a Nisa D'oraisa. That's straight out. So I would agree that Midaraisa, there's no question Midaraisa, the Rashba sees the Dinim as the same. But the question is there some type of Issa Darabana in the Midbar? That's what I would assume. He doesn't.
So what is the Torah meaning? Is it just an Issa
Darabana? No, that's a totally separate. That, in other words, that could be obviated by marrying him, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's an idea. But no, but the point is that the Rashba explicitly said that Kriya was not what the issue underlying Yishalmi was. In other words, if it's also, it's not also because of you, it's also because of something bigger, because of Ishish.
So Amanash
should look about the Amanash,
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
So
and Lo Chayshin and Shem Nevala. That's what, that's that. And when, well, no, so the Lo Chayshin and Shem Nevala, and Lo Chayshin and Shem Tivayel. That's what Ramban and Rashba would say.
Okay, so it's different from the Ramban.
You know, the Rambam has a different issue. The Rambam on Manash and Lutzibali Plumi has a problem of creases. That's the only thing. So it's an unrelated issue.
So
not because Shemek is violent.
He seems to be making the same deal with the Rambam, isn't he? About Amanash and Lutzibali.
No, because he says that, it's a, that if you would, you would ask her because you're Hoshe Shema, Pelech Shema Tibayim. That's a problem. That's like that Tosafta. It's not the Rambam. The Rambam ceases and then increases. The Rambam, I think it's clear from Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, and it's clear from what he says later that the Rambam understands as we thought in the Gemara, which is then increases. It's not a Din Chashash. All right. I sent Makoros after tomorrow, so that'll be the next top. If you're bored and you don't have enough to do the Rambam Makomos, and you might even want to do this first anyway, actually, look up all the places in Chas where the Mashna Masakasa Tino Batel appears. Just use the Maseros HaShas for it. Okay.